Welcome to the Yvonne Candy Show. Motivational, inspirational, and just plain fun. Where celebrities check in and you can check out what's fresh in entertainment, business, health, finance, and more. It's all about your lifestyle. Here's your host, Yvonne Candy.
Hello, everyone. Here on the Yvonne Candy Show, we have all types of guests, from celebrities to health experts. And that's why I've invited my next guest, Dr. Joanne White. Dr. White is an international award-winning and best-selling author, executive producer, and host of Power Your Life radio and television shows. Dr. White has been featured online and in publications such as Good Housekeeping, More, and WebMD. She's also appeared on radio and television networks such as NBC, CBS, and Fox. She is a certified professional coach, business consultant, and energy master teacher. Dr. White now has an award-winning book, Bully Free, which received a Mom's Choice Award for excellence and has been named among the best in family-friendly media products and services. Bully Free shines a candid spotlight on the toll that bullying takes on individuals, families, and communities. Today, we're going to talk to Dr. White about the signs, types, and what children and parents should do about bullying. Welcome to the show, Dr. White.
Thank you so much, Yvonne. It's a pleasure to be here.
You guys may not know this, but this is the second time Dr. White has been on the show. She has a wealth of knowledge and experience, and I really love what she's doing. Tell us about your book, Bully Free. Dr. White, what was the inspiration behind that?
Well, I do a lot of coaching and counseling, and I've worked with families and children, Yvonne. And one time, I actually had a family whose the son was bullied, and he was having real post-traumatic stress. What was happening is that he spoke a little hysterically. He was born here, and his mother was born here, but he had an accent, and so he did things a little bit differently, and therefore he was being bullied by some of the other boys in middle school, and they would chase him, and actually one time they actually hung him by a tree and thought it was very funny and took pictures and put it on their cell phone, and he was horrified and mortified. He wasn't hurt, except he was frightened, and that experience running around in his head part. So I thought, you know, we really need to pay attention to what's going on. And bullying happens not only in schools, it happens in communities. It even happens sometimes when people are adults in work situations. And I think that it's that because now there's a lot with cyberbullying that it's been getting out of control. So my thought was that we need to really reach out to families, communities, and people, and really kind of rally around what needs to be done to prevent bullying and to create bully-free environments that people feel safe in and enjoy being in. You'll hear that the media is stalking a celebrity or whatever. Mm-hmm. They know where that mm-hmm. person is. They follow him or her. Mm-hmm. They're at places that person leaves or goes to or whatever. And actually, one of my friends, a female, was stalked and it by a man, and it was very disturbing. She was very frightened. Nothing happened, but there's a feeling of not feeling safe. So in that regard, it can be different. Bullying can involve kids running after another kid and teasing, and also, when I said cyberbullying, there's been a lot and so many bullies that are on the internet whereby they'll post things that make fun of a particular person or post things that presumably that a child has said, mm-hmm. and really it's not from that child at all, and post embarrassing situations or just embarrassing things and really do something in terms of humiliating an individual, or they can actually decide that they don't want this person, this child, to be part of their group, and so they ostracize him or her and make that person feel less than and belittle that person or tease them. And it could also escalate into physical bullying, physical violence.
I don't think people realize the magnitude of it. Bullying is definitely on the forefront today, especially when you're hearing about children so young committing suicide. It's really sad, and I'm glad that you're talking about this because it needs to be talked about as much as possible.
I totally agree with you. I think that when a child resorts to suicide, yeah, it's like he or she feels desperate and doesn't feel that there's anywhere to turn and doesn't feel that anything is going to change. And oftentimes when somebody's been bullying is also can be constant. It's not a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost as though after a certain amount of time, a child feels pulled down and pushed down and lack of confidence and can really suffer to the point that he or she feels hopeless and helpless and thinks the only way out of it is to end it, which is, like you said, it's a horrible situation to get to that point of that there's no return, that you know, he or she doesn't think there's anything that can be done.
Do you think that the child realizes that they're being bullied?
It depends. I mean, I've also worked with children with special needs, and oftentimes many of those kids, there's a situation in Bully Free whereby a child who is autistic is in a park, a playground, and these other children are teasing him. But he thinks that they're inviting him and playing with him, and they're asking him to do very, very silly, very stupid things, and they're laughing at him. And this woman was his bystander, and she goes over to the kids, and she actually says, "Now cut it out. You know, it's not nice to make fun of him." And the child is confused because he doesn't have a lot of friends, and he thought, well, these people want to play with me, but they don't. They were being malicious about it. They were being manipulative about it, and he could not distinguish that. So oftentimes, many times, children with special needs may have difficulty recognizing that they're being bullied, and they think that, wow, I'm getting attention, and initially they feel good about it until it turns to something else.
How can a child recognize or a parent recognize that their child is being bullied? And
okay,
what can you do about that?
Now that's an important question because oftentimes, and this is statistically proven here a little bit, many children who've been bullied feel shamed. Their self-esteem is lower. They're lacking confidence. They feel that there's no one to turn to, and many times they don't. I worked with one child who did not go to his parents because he felt embarrassed that he was being bullied, and he could have received some more support until he finally was able to do that, but he didn't know. So if a parent is seeing that there's something different in a child's behavior, it could be a change in a child's sleeping habits or eating habits or not wanting to go to an activity that he or she loved or being reticent or not wanting to go to school or not doing their work or whatever, signs that something is off, something is not right, or being wanting to stay by his or herself and not wanting to participate and maybe being quieter. disruption in sleep patterns. All of these can be signs that it's important for parents to watch for. These signs can also mean something else, but it's also important to a parent to explore that. And I think what I think in terms of families and parents is that parents need to talk to their kids. I know oftentimes a child will think, well, if I tell my mother that I've been teased or whatever, they're gonna think that there's something wrong with me, or they're going to make a whole big fuss about it, and I'm going to be embarrassed, and worse things are going to happen. But oftentimes a parent needs to sit down with a child and say, you know, whatever is going on, and hopefully it's done in a preventative way so that this bullying doesn't happen, that we're here for you. You know, you can tell us anything. We're not going to punish you for something that you didn't do or whatever. We're here for you, and we need to make sure that we care enough to want to know what's going on and make sure that you're okay. Because with cyberbullying, many parents feel, well, what do I do? Do I look at my kid's cell phone all the time? Do I see who he or she is with? And how much do I check up on my child? And that's an important question, because a lot of bullying goes unnoticed for a long time until it really gets worse, and some of the symptoms that I described get worse, and like you said, can lead to suicide.
And that's why I think it's important to establish that trust relationship with your child in the early stages. So when something like this come up, the child is ready to come to you. So yeah, I think the bonding with your child and establishing a trustful relationship is very important.
I totally agree. I think it's important to let your child know that, like I said, that he or she can come to you and discuss anything, and that we're here for you. We want to make sure you're okay. Also, oftentimes, and you mentioned this, you know, how does a child know that he or she is being bullied? Sometimes it's not that obvious. And so I work with one family, and the child had some difficulty figuring out whether or not he was bullied. So what we were doing, and what I recommend to some parents, is do some role playing. So malicious teasing or just making fun of a child or excluding, a parent can role play with a child. Also, I think it's important that if your child comes to you and says, Mom, Jimmy in school has been bugging me and stealing my homework, or, you know, because that could be bullying too, just really, and making fun of me or whatever. Don't overreact. Don't underreact. Don't overreact, because you don't want to embarrass the child. At the same time, bullying is really against the law. In a lot of schools, they have a no bully policy, and people need to be accountable.
So what do a parent do at that point?
Well, there are options. A parent can talk to the school personnel. A parent may want to talk to, if the parent knows the other parents, a parent may want to have a conversation with the other parents. There are also support groups. I work with one family, and this young girl was being bullied. She was different from the other girls in school. They were interested. She was in middle school, about to go into high school. She was
right.
She was different from the other kids. She was interested in writing poetry. She was interested in other kinds of things, and they were. And so she stood out. They made horrific fun of her, and she got to a point where she did not want to go to school. The mother went to the school. And what they did was they interviewed the principal, interviewed the other girls who were like popular girls, and they all denied it. And the mother didn't have any recourse because she wasn't getting the support in the school. And I'm not saying that that always happens. It doesn't. But she eventually went to the authorities. And what happened was, I mean, she got to a point that the daughter was having eating disorders afterwards, mm-hmm. and horrific kinds of things. And what we decided, mother and the daughter and myself, is that she did not want to be in public school anymore. We had her in a special school where she's was doing beautifully, and her grades were up, and she was happy, and she found another group of kids that were more like-minded. And so it's really important to pay attention and to recognize if your child is coming to you, and hopefully you've set, like you said and I've said, hopefully you've been able to create that trust between you and your child, so that if your child is coming to you and is saying he's having a problem or she's having a problem, don't slough it off. Don't minimize it, because it's probably taken a lot of courage for your child to come forth and admit that to you, because there's some shame involved in that too.
Right.
Like, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe there's something wrong with me that these kids are treating me like that.
Yeah. I think it's important to develop that trust relationship with your child. I know my parents did. And the way they handle it old school, a lot of times, Joanne, they made you go out there and confront the person.
You know, I worked with another child whose father said, oh, well, if they're bullying you, you just go there and you just show, you know, you just beat them up.
Yeah,
and sometimes, sometimes that's the worst thing that you can do. I think that it's important to act assertive, because oftentimes kids are bullied for many reasons. One is because the bully may think that that kid is weaker.
Right.
Or there's something very different about that kid in mm-hmm. some way, whether it's the way he or she dresses, whether mm-hmm. it's language, whether it's where the child comes from, mm-hmm. whether it's a learning challenge, whatever it is. And oftentimes those things show up. But I think it's important to not go to a bully and feel armed and tough and whatever.
Yeah, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
Because often that could escalate, and so, and a kid's
yeah.
carrying a knife in his back pocket or a bottle
right.
of soda that he's drinking, whatever, and can really get angry.
Right.
I'm not saying that it can't work in certain situations, but oftentimes we don't recommend that. So I also think it's important that you help your child to feel safe and confident, whether it's having your child study Tai Chi or defensive kinds of mechanisms or whatever, or actually assertiveness techniques or activities that really help and develop a child's strength and a child's feeling of self-esteem, so that he or she projects feeling confident and strong. And oftentimes when you're projecting, even if you don't feel like it, if you're projecting it, a bully is not going to bother you. I see these young kids in their little outfits mm-hmm. and they can't be more than 6 or 7 maybe, or what, and their parents are taking them to karate or
right,
to
right.
And I think that's a great idea, because firstly it helps you feel strong. You also learn in those classes that you just don't go around using this. So yes, we need, you know, kids need to have that sense of confidence and a defensive mechanism in which to handle himself or herself. So yeah, I totally agree. There are also the parents of a bully. And we wonder what happened with that, you know. And there's something that I've said, that oftentimes bullying can begin at home. If a parent is constantly berating a child or comparing, what's wrong with you? Tommy, your older brother, we never had a problem with him, but you're horrible. Mm-hmm. You won't do anything. So if a kid constantly at home feels that his parents or even a sibling is making fun of him, consistently belittling him, barraging him with statements or even something physical that makes that child feel really very poorly about himself or herself, you may be creating a bully, because oftentimes, and the research suggests, oftentimes kids that are bullies, even though they act tough, they may be suffering inside. they may be hurting inside. They really feel low self-esteem, and what they do is they're projecting something else, but it often doesn't make them feel better. And so I don't know. I think the ways to really prevent bullying is awareness. And oftentimes now schools are having programs about bullying, whatever. And some of the most effective programs are when children are involved in them, telling stories or being there to support other kids. And I think that makes a difference. I think, too, that we as just lay people, community people, if you're like that woman that I was telling you about who was watching those young children tease this boy with special needs, and he thought that they were being his friend, but they really weren't. And she stood up, and she didn't know any of them, and she just said to them, "Stop it! You're being cruel, and he didn't do anything to you." So I think that we have a responsibility to stand up and to help support people. And that if you see something going on or something's not right, report it or take a stand. Just don't be a bystander that just watches while somebody else is getting hurt. You know, it's interesting because years ago I was on a train and I was teaching at the time, and I had materials. It was a Friday. I had materials from teaching. I had my paycheck. I was also supposed to put my nephew on a train to meet my sister. So I had all that stuff. And I'm on a train, and this guy pulls my purse and starts running off the train. And I just reacted, and I screamed, and I said, "Give me back my purse!" And I pounded on his back. He must have freaked out because he didn't expect that, and I didn't expect acting that way. But he dropped my purse. The contents of the purse, Yvonne, went all over the train, and he ran off. And everybody's just kind of sitting there, just looking at me. And I'm picking up I'm shaking because I didn't know I was going to do that, but I was picking up all of that, my stuff. And it would have been nice if other people offered to help, but I think they were just as much in shock as I was.
Tell us, where can you buy Bully Free now?
The book is on Amazon. The book is also, you can also go to my website. I'll give you the short version, docwhite.org.
Dr. White, thank you so much for coming back on the show. That was wonderful information, wonderful advice. And I look forward to talking to you again. Maybe we can talk about another subject that may be able to help someone.
Oh, I would love it, Yvonne. Thanks for having me again. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you and your show.
Thanks for listening to The Yvonne Candy Show. Like our show? Follow us, subscribe, and leave a review on iTunes. Want to know more? Check out YvonneCandy.com.